Brother Craig Palmer will read the passage that you see on your little brochure, and Brother Bastin Boucher will open with a few remarks.
May we begin the conference by turning to the Word of God in the book of 1 Kings, chapter 17, and the first reading will be through the full chapter of chapter 17, verses 1 to 24. Reading from the King James Version. And Elijah the Tishbite, who was of the inhabitants of Gilead, said unto Ahab, As the Lord God of Israel liveth, before whom I stand, there shall not be dew nor rain these years, but according to my word. And the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, Get thee hence, and turn thee eastward, and hide thyself by the brook Cherith, that is before Jordan. And it shall be that thou shalt drink of the brook, and I have commanded the ravens to feed thee there. So he went, and did according unto the word of the Lord, for he went and dwelt by the brook Cherith, that is before Jordan. And the ravens brought him bread and flesh in the morning, and bread and flesh in the evening. And he drank of the brook. And it came to pass after a while that the brook dried up, because there had been no rain in the land. And the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, Arise, get thee to Zarephath, which belongeth to Zidon, and dwell there. Behold, I have commanded a widow woman there to sustain thee. So he arose and went to Zarephath. And when he came to the gate of the city, behold, the widow woman was there, gathering of sticks. And he called to her and said, Fetch me, I pray thee, a little water in a vessel that I may drink. And as she was going to fetch it, he called to her and said, Bring me, I pray thee, a morsel of bread in thine hand. And she said, As the Lord thy God liveth, I have not a cake, but an handful of meal in a barrel, and a little oil in a cruse. And behold, I am gathering two sticks, that I may go in and dress it for me and my son, that we may eat it and die. And Elijah said unto her, Fear not, go and do as thou hast said, but make me thereof a little cake first, and bring it unto me, and after make for thee and for thy son. For thus saith the Lord God of Israel, The barrel of meal shall not waste, neither shall the cruse of oil fail, until the day that the Lord sendeth rain upon the earth. And she went and did according to the saying of Elijah, and she and he and her house did eat many days. And the barrel of meal wasted not, neither did the cruse of oil fail, according to the word of the Lord which he spake by Elijah. And it came to pass after these things, that the son of the woman, the mistress of the house, fell sick. And his sickness was so sore, that there was no breath left in him. And she said unto Elijah, What have I to do with thee, O thou man of God? Art thou come unto me to call my sin to remembrance, and to slay my son? And he said unto her, Give me thy son. And he took him out of her bosom, and carried him up into a loft where he abode, and laid him upon his own bed. And he cried unto the Lord, and said, O Lord my God, hast thou also brought evil upon the widow with whom I sojourn, by slaying her son? And he stretched himself upon the child three times, and cried unto the Lord, and said, O Lord my God, I pray thee, let this child's soul come unto him again. And the Lord heard the voice of Elijah. And the soul of the child came into him again, and he revived. And Elijah took the child and brought him down out of the chamber into the house, and delivered him unto his mother. And Elijah said, See, thy son liveth. And the woman said to Elijah, Now by this I know that thou art a man of God, and that the word of the Lord in thy mouth is true.
Let me just once more extend a welcome from the Saints in Philadelphia to everyone that came from near and far. Glad to have you, and trust that the Lord is having in store a blessing for us today, studying a topic that is familiar to most of us. But as we are used with the Word of God, that the Spirit of God can always bring things new to our hearts, but also can remind us of things that we already know, but we need a reminder of. Trust that the Lord will use this session for us to walk worthy more of the calling. And I trust that we also will know more of the scripture at the end of the day. Studying the life of Elijah is coming in a time where you ask the saints around, and everyone around realizes and tells you that we are living in a day of ruin, day of apostasy, day where things are not going according to God's mind. And right on that day, we are living now. Elijah was brought promptly to the scene in a day where the king, the history of Israel is becoming, if we can explain it in one word, it will be deterioration, falling apart. The kingdom was split to 10 tribes in the north and 2 tribes in the south. Elijah is from the 10 tribes that are in the north and coming forward with a message that is clear and simple. The message that he has starts with the meaning even of his name. His name means one whose the Lord is, his Lord is Jehovah. Well, that alone tells us that the apostasy that days was in the form of people rejecting the authority of God. People saying that we don't want God. King Ahab got married to Jezebel, of a descendant of a Zidonian king, and they went far beyond what Jeroboam the son of Nebat went. They went far. If you read 1 Kings 16, you will find that what the son of Nebat did compared to what Ahab did does not even measure. Jeroboam the son of Nebat brought 2 altars and he told Israel, these are your gods that brought you out of Egypt. King Ahab took completely the name of God of the scene, and instead he put Baal. That's why it was a necessary thing to bring a prophet. But when God brings a prophet forth, he is bringing along with the prophet things about the prophet that we need to learn, things about the nation that we need to learn, and in a way of application, things about the assembly nowadays that we need to learn and apply. Trust that the Lord is going to take us through the study. I understand the chapters are long. We need to stay on the high points of the chapters. We don't have time to study verse by verse. Otherwise, we need a week, not a day. May the Lord help us to make our comments short, right to the point. And I would like to, before I sit down, throw this question before the brethren in an attempt to, like, open the discussion. What is a prophet? What would qualify somebody to be a prophet? And what would be the prophet's job? Can we say in simplicity that a prophet would be someone that does have the mind of God and the ability to communicate that mind of God? The first one in the scripture that was mentioned or named a prophet was Abraham, if I collect it right, in Genesis chapter 20. And the reason Abraham was called a prophet was his ability to have fellowship with God and communicate the mind of God to his family first and to his company, his people around.